This is Scott Becker with the Scott Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Rick Kess. Rick is going to talk today about what does it take for a service firm to excel in the private equity market? What do they have to be great at? How is competition changing? And a lot more. Rick, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Yeah, I'm Rick Kess. I'm a partner at RSM. As many of the people listening probably know, RSM is the leading provider of tax audit and consulting services to the middle market, and couldn't be happier to be with you here, Scott.
Well, and what RSM also did was over the last two decades build this magnificent practice in private equity. What does it take to be a great service provider to private equity? It's a very demanding client base. What does it take to be great at that, to serve that clientele well?
Yeah, Scott, I mean, as you said, you know, our firm, you know, over the last few decades has put an incredible amount of focus on the private equity industry. And, you know, where we've found to be successful is a couple things. You know, I think it's really creating the infrastructure to kind of serve them well, you know, and by that, I mean, by, you know, using, you know, whether it be, you know, technology through like CRM type systems, where we're very well aligned in terms of who's connecting with the private equity firm, you know, managers and the portfolio companies within those portfolios and et cetera, and making sure that the right people are connecting with the fund at the right time about the right things, and using, you know, really that infrastructure to drive that, you know, really that client development. And I think, you know, a lot of times what we've seen is where people maybe within our firm don't, you know, exactly follow the process, and maybe, you know, unintentionally communicate, you know, in a time where maybe it's not the right time to communicate with that fund. Maybe we know that they're in a stage of, you know, really dedicated fundraising, and we shouldn't, you know, reach out and try to, you know, cultivate that relationship at this point in time. You know, that's when things sometimes don't go the way we would like them to go. So we've been really diligent on creating kind of a very intentional process around relationships and in using our infrastructure to kind of facilitate that development for sure.
And take a moment on, you know, how competition is evolving in the space. I think it was the core competitors in the middle market space. How do you guys look at how competition is evolving in the space?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, obviously, you know, we have, you know, we really compete against all firms, you know, firms that are larger than us, firms that are around the same size as us, and firms that are smaller than us. And where we really try to excel is, you know, by providing a relationship that's different than what a larger firm than us might be able to provide. Maybe a little bit more, you know, hands-on, sometimes perhaps a little bit more local, sometimes not always in that space though. But, you know, so our focus has always been on the middle market, and we really drive that as a differentiator and saying, well, we're not going to come in and approach you like you're a Fortune 100 company. And, you know, we are going to come in and say, you know, we're going to kind of meet you where you are. You're a middle market portfolio company. That's how we're going to serve you. Those are the services and the professionals that we have aligned to bring, you know, solutions to you. So, you know, it's really, you know, saying to those portfolio companies and the funds that own them that we're much better aligned with what your focus is than a larger firm. And then, you know, and when we try to compete against the smaller firms, it's really saying, hey, you know, you need a certain set of resources, and we have those. And, you know, some of those smaller firms are just going to have a harder time aligning the resources that you really need at the time that you need them. And so it's really trying to, you know, work that fine line between, you know, playing like we're bigger than we are sometimes, and playing like we're smaller than we are sometimes, and trying to kind of delicately balance those two pieces of the equation.
And you talked about, I know that great platform, great technology, great people, quite frankly, and talent. What else does RSM have to be great at to maintain its market lead in the area it's in?
You know, I think it's you know, one thing that we always try to, you know, focus in with our people is really driving our culture of, you know, our five C's. And one of our five, we have five different C's that we, you know, bring to light. And I don't need to go through all of them and take us more than our time here. But really, I'd say the C that I think most of our people focus on the most is caring and saying, okay, we are truly going to care about our clients. I literally just got off a call with a private equity portfolio CFO this morning, and he was trying to see if we could help them with something. And, you know, really, I ended up telling him on the call that I didn't think we were the right provider for that service. We probably could cobble some things together and make it work for him for various different reasons. But given the time constraints he was under and some of the other impacts that he was thinking about, we were just not the right firm for him. And really just putting myself in his shoes and saying, you know, I'm sorry, Mr. CFO, this isn't going to work the way you want it to, even though you really want to engage us. I think you should, you know, perhaps entertain a different provider for this particular service. So I think being able to demonstrate that you care about the client, about their situation, about what they're trying to do, I think really puts us at a different level. And we try driving that with all of our talent, whether they're interns or partners. That is something that we bring into our development at every stage.
Well, no, it's a constant. We want to be completely honest and transparent and making sure you're doing stuff that you're great at. And yes, there are times when you're growing and stretching and reaching, but only with the client understanding that we're growing, stretching, reaching here versus being the right talent for the op for the job.
Yeah, exactly.
And we love that. Rick, I want to thank you again for joining us on the Scott Becker Private Equity Podcast. Always a pleasure to visit with you and your colleagues at RSM. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate your time, too.